Strings over there.
Okay,
this is the corral.
Okay.
It's the proclamation overlay. You get an aria because you're one of the singers.
Right.
And then you have the copy of your fraudulent decree, right?
I have it, yes.
Okay. Okay, let's try this out. Let's just kind of see if there's room for everybody to sing. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming out and playing my music tonight. If I point at you and do this, that means play a sustained sound, okay? Or if I give you the thumb like this, that means to stop. If I grab my ear and look at you but point at somebody else, that means to imitate that what that person's doing in some way. So I'm looking at you and I point to a few people and bring the card down, that means to just change. So you're playing loud, boisterous stuff, keep the same intensity, but play quiet. Or play nothing, but intensely, okay? So that's the card. I think the Bay Area is a bit of a magnet for people who are interested in exploring. I think they do it in such a relaxed way, in such a natural way. Their music has a vitality and sometimes an originality that you don't see from careerists. And I think that's one of the reasons a lot of the Bay Area musicians are not known so well outside the Bay Area, because they're more interested in the music and in the process of growing in music, more so than they are getting their name around the country or the globe. It's like a family, and the music is, in that way, it's more natural and more organic because it's a lot like life. We get together, and instead of just getting together and going to the bar and drinking, we get together, go to the bar and play. You know, why not play and enjoy yourself? It's really about the activity of music making.